Coming up on episode number 432, in continuation of our week of switching stuff around, tonight, Tuesday night, is going to be our all-request night. And so you're going to hear music that was originally recorded by Led Zeppelin, Bush, and, yes, Rihanna. It's all coming up right now with some trivia, too. We're coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is March 4th, 2008, as I rip the page off the calendar. I'm Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, the all-request show tonight, where stuff that you've emailed or called or passed me on the street or sent me a note in gym class and told me that you wanted to hear, I'm getting it on the show just for you. Just for you. You, right there. Let's actually address a call that I got right now.
Hey, Brian Ibbett, it's Ken Ray from macOS Ken, and I have a request. Please put the show notes in the lyrics section if you encode through iTunes, because that way those of us that are walking around with iPhones or iPod touches can actually see the show notes. If you just drop them in where it says lyrics, you know, when you're encoding it in iTunes, if you encode it in iTunes, then those of us walking around with iPhones can get the show notes too. That would be awesome.
Cool.
And that's my request. Oh. And they might be giants. Any cover by them. You rock.
Thanks, Ken. If you haven't checked out Ken's show, he does a Mac OS show called Mac OS Ken. And it's definitely worth picking up checking out. That's what I meant. Okay, so for those of you who are on iPhones or maybe on an iPod Touch, you'll notice that today, starting with today's show, the show notes will appear in the lyrics section as well. I'm going to try and do it. I haven't done it yet, obviously, because I'm recording the show, but I'm going to try and do it for both the MP3 and the AAC version, and then I'll check it out on my iPhone and see how it looks. But you check it out, too, and let me know what you think. And thank you for that suggestion, Ken, and like I said, we'll get to some They Might Be Giants covers in a future request show. I didn't have any queued up for this, but I wanted to make sure I included your call. Let's get to a request that came in very recently from Jeremy in Oklahoma. I think somebody else requested this too, and I couldn't find it in email, so I apologize for not getting it in there. It is 30 Seconds to Mars from the Radio 1 Live Lounge Volume 2 from 2007 with their cover of Kanye West's Stronger.
Cause I'm not sure anybody out there really
This is Ben in Decatur, Georgia, here at Sweet Melissa's Restaurant, and I'm listening to a great reggae cover version of Whole Lotta Love. I don't know the artist, it's playing on some satellite station, but here's a little sample of it, and maybe you can get it on a show. Thanks very much.
You need to let
going out to Ben in Decatur, Georgia, who heard this version of Whole Lotta Love in, what was it, Sweet Melissa's Diner? Is that right? Which is a fun little name of a restaurant, too. That's a version by The Dynamics, and it comes from their album Version Excursions. Excellent album. Came out in 2007. It came out just last year. And, of course, it's a cover of Whole Lotta Love, originally by Led Zeppelin. Before that, you heard Stronger, originally by Kanye West. Who says Brian Ibbett doesn't care about Kanye West? Performed there by 30 Seconds to Mars, which is a band that contains... like the ingredients, right? It contains one serving of Jared Leto and his brother Shannon Leto. Now, Jared Leto is an actor, and he was in one of my favorite movies, Fight Club, but you might also recognize him from things like Alexander, or he was on several episodes of My So-Called Life, which was a very popular kind of cult TV show that I hear was excellent. So thank you to... Jeremy in Oklahoma for suggesting that 30 Seconds to Mars track. If you like it, you can find it on the Radio 1's Live Lounge Volume 2 CD, which is an import from the UK, and but it is highly recommended. It's very, very good. Well, sponsoring Coverville tonight, again, is Audible, and I put out the request night before last for listeners to contribute book reviews for audiobooks that they've gotten from Audible, and our first one comes from Gabe in Sharon, Vermont. He recommends the book Omnivore's Dilemma, A Natural History of Four Meals, and his description here. Basically, he says he loved the book because it was broken down into a few types of meals, starting with McDonald's and ending with an attempt to make an entire elaborate meal from purely local food produced by people at the dinner. He's not really preachy, and he leaves it with you to decide how to proceed with what you learn from the book. Basically, it's a description of the antibiotics and industrialization of organic food versus the food you get that has pesticides and things like that from the next town over. He certainly seems aware, this is from Gabe, he also seems aware that most of our lives don't allow for us to spend much time considering our food, and talks about his own difficulties overcoming poor choices that have been made so easy for us. What he really liked about it, though, was the fact that he finished it in a whole weekend while he was working on yard work, which is something that you can do with an audiobook. It's not something that you can do with a regular book. So, Gabe, thank you very much for your review, your recommendation. Send something out in the mail for you. It'll be a little surprise for both of us. If you have a recommendation for a book that you've gotten on Audible, please send it to me. Make sure to put Audible in the subject line and put the title of the book also in the subject line so I can find it very easy. Now, if you haven't gotten a book from Audible, well, here's the perfect opportunity. If you go to the top of Coverville right now and sign up, there's a banner up there. It'll take you right over to where you sign up on Audible. You can choose from thousands and thousands of books, even magazines, even regularly scheduled radio-type programming, very similar to podcasts. They also do have podcasts. It's a great place to get audio entertainment. And, of course, if you're listening to Coverville, you already know the power of audio. Sign up for free with Coverville and get your first audiobook for free. If you like it, great. Stick with the program, and every month you'll get another credit to spend on an audiobook of your choice. If you're not happy with the service, discontinue at any time. And if you do it within the first couple weeks, you don't owe a penny, but you get to keep that excellent book that you downloaded. Audible.com. Again, use the link at the top of Coverville. Bjorn emailed me from the Netherlands and asked if I knew of any really good covers to the theme to The Third Man, the TV show The Third Man. I had a few that I recommended, and the one he picked that he wanted to hear was by The Band. Of course, you know The Band that Robbie Robertson was part of. This one comes from 1973. It's from a CD called Undercover Volume 1, The Greatest Songs You Never Heard. It's the theme to The Third Man by The Band. We'll be right back.
G'day Brian, it's Anna here. I was sitting down today and I was going to record a musically challenge for the show, but I thought, bugger it, it's about time I requested a song. And since I missed the All Australian show, I'm a bit behind with my Coverville episodes, I thought I would request a very Australian song for maybe all the other Aussies that listen to Coverville. It's a pretty historic time here in Australia at the moment. We've recently had a change of government. And with that, we are currently kind of going through a bit of a cleansing process from the last 10 or 12 years, which I'm sure you guys in America will understand when you too elect a new government later in the year. I don't want to get too political, but our new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, recently gave a formal apology to the Indigenous people of our country, acknowledging some wrongs that were done in the, unfortunately, the not too distant past. And it's been a very healing process for the whole country. And to celebrate that, I wanted to request a song. It's called From Little Things, Big Things Grow. It's originally written by Aboriginal artist Kev Carmody, but this version is done by the Australian folk group The Waifs, and hopefully you enjoy it, and it goes out to all the other Aussies out there that listen to Coverville.
Gather around, people. I'm gonna tell you a story. It's an 8-year-long story of power and pride. British Lord Vestey and Vincent Lingyari were opposite men on opposite sides. Vestey was fat, full of money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. And Vincent was lean, he spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor.
Little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working for nothing but rations. When once they had gathered the wealth of the land, and daily the pressures got tighter and tighter, Gurindji decided they must make a stand. They picked up their swags and they started off walking. And at Waddy Creek they sat themselves down. Don't sound like much, but they sure got tongues talking. Back at the homestead and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Vestey man said, I'll double your wages,
7 quid a week you'll have in your hand. And Vincent said, uh-uh, I'm not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land. Vesty man roared and the vesty man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder in snow. Vince said, if we fall, others arise and flow. Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Vincent Lignari boarded an airplane and he landed in Sydney, big city of lights, and he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians, and this affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. You just let us sort it out. You people are hungry. And Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait. Something so much more. A power and privilege cannot move a people who know where they stand and stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Going out to one of my favorite Aussies, Anna Burke, who does the excellent Music Eye Quiz and has contributed several musically challenged segments to the show. That's From Little Things, Big Things Grow by The Waifs, and a very inspirational message, even though the a lot of the descriptions in that song don't really apply to what's happening in the U.S. and what's going to be happening come the November time frame. It is a very inspirational and it sounds like a very exciting time out there. Definitely want to learn more about that. Very, very cool. That was a cover of a song by Kev Carmody, an Aboriginal performer that I wasn't familiar with, but the CD it comes from is called Cannot Buy My Soul, The Songs of Kev Carmody, which I'm going to assume is a collection of a bunch of different covers of Kev Carmody's songs. That's just a guess here. I'm just throwing a guess out. Before that, you heard the Third Man theme, the TV show, the TV theme song, performed there by the band, and that's going out to Bjorn from the Netherlands. Look at that. We're all over the globe today on the show. A couple thank yous I want to send out. First, another Kev, who does the Action Potential blog, said some very nice things about Coverville, as well as Hudgens, the Hudgens, iHudgens.com blog, said some very nice things about me as well. So thank you. Really appreciate the positive feedback, the spreading of the word, the exposure to the cover gospel that is Coverville. Thank you very much for that. Let's get to another request. This goes out to Lisa in San Antonio. It's a cover of Glycerin, originally by Bush, a very, very different take on the song here. Although the tempo is the same, the feel of the song is drastically different. And this is one of those songs that should be in Rock Band, but I'm not going to go off on that. Here's Glycerin by Luke Koteras.
Everything's gray. Now you're here, now you're away. I don't want this, remember that. I'll never forget where you're at. I'm never alone, I'm alone all the time. Are you one or do you lie? We live in a wheel where everyone steals. When we rise, it's like strawberry fields. I treated you bad, you bruised my face. Couldn't love you more, you got a beautiful taste.
Hi, Brian. Mike Moniz here in Hamilton, Ontario, in the Great White North. It's my first call to the hotline. I've usually sent you an email. Enjoyed the indie hodgepodge, but and you mentioned how you're sick of crazy covers by Gnarls Barkley, and I can understand. But I've never had a criticism of the show. I absolutely love it, but here it comes. I think I'm pretty much sick of Umbrella. Anything to do with Rihanna's Umbrella. That's the one song I think now is up there with Crazy as being far too overcovered. I know you love it, but I'm just giving you my opinion. Doesn't mean the show doesn't suck. It's a fantastic show. Can't get enough of it. And I'm really looking forward to the Johnny Cash cover story. And while I'm at it, I'd like to make a request. A3 or Alabama 3, their song Woke Up This Morning. They used the theme song for The Sopranos.
Okay, I'm going to go and interrupt right there, Mike. I will do a cover of Woke Up This Morning for you if I can find one. I did that actually just recently for Lyrics Undercover. So if you want to know the story behind A3 and Woke Up This Morning, then check out a very recent episode of Lyrics Undercover. And Mike, you're going to want to fast forward the show about 3.5 minutes. This is a brand new version of Umbrella by the Manic Street Preachers. Yes, normally I wouldn't play this, but actually I did put a post on the website. People who did want to hear it outweighed the people who didn't, 138-46 at last count. And I got to tell you, I love the Manic Street Preachers. This is without a doubt my favorite version of Rihanna's Umbrella. I think it's brilliant. It absolutely is. So let's go ahead and get to the Manic Street Preachers with Umbrella. The Manic Street Preachers with their version of Umbrella that comes from a brand new CD that comes with the latest issue of New Musical Express in the UK. And, of course, is a cover of Rihanna. Got to thank listener Wayne for turning me on to that one. Also, he let me know that I'm in the current issue of Q Magazine again, although not for Coverville, but for Today in Music History, which is kind of a funny thing. So that was Umbrella. Before that, we had Glycerin by Luke Koteras from his album last year called Fate. It's a cover of Bush, and that's going out to Lisa in San Antonio. Well, joining me right now in the Coverville studio is Tina.
Hello, sorry.
I know. I was just waiting. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I was just waiting for that to happen. I was like, she doesn't have that thing turned on. She's going to turn it on right while we're talking. But how you doing?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm good. Rough day. You and I actually haven't even really talked today.
We have not, no. I just got back from the dentist. I grind my teeth, and so I got a night guard to the tune of $500.
Holy cow.
But, you know, it does not look pretty. But that's okay.
Yeah, we could have just gotten you like a little rubber bone from PetSmart or something, couldn't we?
No, because it has to stay on my teeth. It's kind of like a retainer, you know, like a clear retainer that just, you know, all plastic just sits on like my upper teeth.
Wow.
And I will not go into further detail because it's probably very boring, but I, weirdly enough, am very excited about this.
Good. Well, good for you.
Yes.
Excellent. And our son Tristan's motioning. He went to the dentist also today. And
he
probably wanted me to mention that he had a tooth pulled.
He did.
He had a baby tooth that was blocking an adult tooth from
coming. And it just would not let go.
Wouldn't budge. So I'm sure the Tooth Fairy is going to be coming tonight.
I don't know.
Bringing him a collection of William Shatner CDs. Woohoo!
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Tooth Fairy doesn't bring money. Tooth Fairy brings William Shatner CDs in this house.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and get to Musically Challenged. That is what you're usually here for, and this is the case here as well. This one comes from Dan, and it has to do with literature, but I won't spoil the surprise. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Hello, Brian, and hello, Tina.
Hey, Dan.
This is Dan from North Carolina with another edition of Musically Challenged. A lot of musicians get their inspiration from popular literature. In this game, you will hear clips from 5 different songs. For each clip, you must give me the title of the song, the artist, and also the author who provided the inspiration for the song. Does it make sense? Here's question 1.
Hold on. Are you saying it's too loud, Tina, or
no,
not
I'm,
loud enough?
I'm saying the volume is not loud enough for me.
He's got the songs in here a lot louder.
Okay. Okay.
A time to be born, a time to die,
ooh.
A time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh.
What are we doing? Sorry, we're guessing.
Name the song, the performer, and the literary piece that's based on.
Oh,
yeah, and
I don't know.
And I used to know this. Is it Robert Frost? I think.
I don't know. Is it? Well, what's the title?
The song is "Turn, Turn, Turn" by the Birds.
Yeah. I don't know the literary piece.
Okay. I don't either.
Okay. Robert Frost it is.
I think Robert Frost.
But... awesome.
And now question 2.
Calls and phone going off in the background.
I know.
All right.
See plastic guy, but he's your special friend. He sees you every night. Well, he calls himself Big Brother, but you know it's no game. I am not familiar with this song.
I don't know the song either, but I do know what that's based on.
Okay.
Because you mentioned Big Brother in there, and I think that's obviously George Orwell's 1984.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's referencing Julie Chen. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with George Orwell in 1984.
Yeah.
But I don't recognize the song.
Me neither.
Okay.
Here's question 3.
Just in the darkest depths of Mordor.
Good one.
So fair, but got him at the evil wall, crept up and slipped away with her.
Well, that's Led Zeppelin.
Very good.
But I do not know the song.
For some reason, I'm thinking it's Ramble On. But, you know, Led Zeppelin never named their songs... They never the titles of their songs never had anything to do with what was in the lyrics.
Yeah.
So I can't remember the correct name. Is it The River? No.
I do not know.
Okay. But the literary piece?
know. I was trying to figure that out listening to the lyrics.
They mentioned, I'll give you a hint, they mentioned Gollum and the Land of Mordor. And...
Oh, they did. Okay, because they talked about a fair lady, too. So that would be Lord of the Rings.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
J.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were actually big fans of fantasy, from what I remember.
Oh, really?
Reading in an interview, yeah.
Oh.
Because they even mention, what is it, in the Immigrant Song, they talk about, I think they also reference... Tolkien, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Question four.
Mm. This is going to be another half point.
It's funny because I'm thinking, like, are they referring to, like, Sopranos or, you know, the mafia?
Yeah, Sleeping with the Fishes.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. It could be Mario Puzo's The Godfather.
Yeah.
The vocalist there, I recognize. I don't recognize the song, but that's one of those singers that just has an unmistakable voice. That's Karis Matthews, who was a member of Catatonia. So that's either her solo or her with Catatonia. I think we're guessing Godfather.
Sure.
Sure, why not? All right.
Question five.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith.
I'm so having a brain fart.
Well,
but
see,
is that the Doors?
That's no.
Who is it?
That's, over your answers.
Oops, pause. That's Rolling Stones.
Yes.
With Sympathy for the Devil. And I did a lyrics undercover on this way back.
Yeah, you should know it then.
I should know it. The Master and the Margarita by Mikhail. I want to say Baryshnikov, but it wasn't Baryshnikov. I can't remember. Mikhail. The only thing that's coming to mind is Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Yeah.
But it references a ton of different things. And I don't know if all of the, you know, the references to Pontius Pilate and the Holocaust and things like that were all from that book. But
okay.
All right. And Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We said that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here are the answers. In question one, you heard the Birds playing Turn, Turn, Turn. Now, this was originally written by Pete Seeger, but he basically took the entire text of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. If you said the Bible, you get full credit.
Bible.
No.
Robert Frost, two. Bible.
Yeah, interchangeable.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can see how often we go to church.
You heard Spirit's song, 1984. Hmm. This song is rife with references to George Orwell's novel of the same name.
Yeah.
In question three, you heard Led Zeppelin singing Ramble On.
Okay.
With lines about Mordor and Gollum, it's clear that this song was inspired by Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. In question four, you heard Catatonia's song I Am the Mob. The line that she's singing is Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
There you go, Luca Brasi.
This, of course, is a reference to Mario Puzo's novel, The Godfather.
Cool.
Finally, question five was, of course, The Rolling Stones with Sympathy for the Devil. Now, Mick Jagger has claimed to be influenced by French writer Baudelaire, but in reality, the opening line, Please Allow Me to Introduce Myself, is very similar to the opening line of Mikhail Bulgakov's The Master and Margarita.
Bulgakov.
There you go.
All right, that does it for my edition of Musically Challenged. Thanks so much for playing. Bye-bye. Mm,
good one.
Thanks, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun,
That's new, yeah.
Good guess on the Godfather.
Yeah,
there.
Thanks.
It was very good. Excellent. All right, that was an excellent one. If you have one to contribute, if you want to send in a Musically Challenged, please do it. You can email me. You just record it as an audio file, attach it to an email, send it to me, and I won't listen to it until we record the show. I listen to the first section of it or the first musical selection just to get the audio levels right, but that's about it.
Yeah, and your fingers are even off the keyboard. I mean, you do no research.
I do no research.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, because I do have this massive library I could pull from.
You could, but you never do, which is great.
Yeah. All right. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address you will want to use. You can call me on the Coverville Red Phone hotline. That is 206-222-COVER. Or go to the website. The website, visit the forums, or post on the individual postings for each of the shows or each of the different comments. The website actually has a bunch of stuff that's even bigger than the show. Links to YouTube videos, discussions of upcoming albums, polls if you want to contribute your opinions to things. So make sure you check out Coverville, coverville.com, and voice is going out, so I think we're going to cut this one short. We'll be back on Thursday night with the Monkees cover story in celebration of Mickey Dolenz' birthday, and of course next Sunday will be another All Request show, so stick around for both of those exciting things. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, Tina, who's Coverville a proud member of?
The Backbeat Media Group.
Oh, the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.
Sorry.
And who handles the bandwidth for Coverville? Get closer to the mic. Yes.
Cashfly. C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y.
Right. And who sponsored Coverville tonight?
Me.
You don't know that, do you?
I didn't listen. Was it Audible?
Audible.com.
Okay. All right.